AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, wrapping up the ASEAN summit in Malaysia, says Russia needs to work with the U.S. and other countries in the fight against the Islamic State group in Syria, rather than prop up the Syrian government by attacking rebel groups backed by the U.S. and others.
Their principal goal appeared to be, if you follow the strikes that they took, to fortify the position of the Assad regime. And that does not add to our efforts against ISIL. In some ways, it strengthens it.
Obama insists the United States and its international partners will not relent in the fight against the Islamic State group, insisting the world will not accept the extremist attacks on civilians in Paris and elsewhere as the new normal. French President François Hollande meets with British Prime Minister David Cameron tomorrow, part of his effort to form a grand coalition against the Islamic State group. AP's Maria Cheng reports.
The French defense minister said this morning that they are willing to work with any countries that want to join the coalition. They've also said that they will be sending their aircraft carrier, Charles de Gaulle, to help with operations against Islamic State militants in Syria.
Iran's state-run media has announced Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian has been sentenced to an unspecified term in prison following his private trial by Iran's Revolutionary Court. AP's Adam Schreck reports Rezaian's attorney has been stymied by the Iran judiciary throughout the process.
Rezaian's lawyer should be able to appeal the verdict, but again, she's still waiting for that verdict to be formally issued to her by the court. And so, effectively, it's very difficult for her to prepare an appeal when she doesn't have the details of what the verdict is.
Washington Post foreign editor Douglas Jewell in a statement says Rezaian has done nothing wrong and that his trial and sentence are a sham and he should be released immediately. This is AP Radio News. U.S. Justice Department attorneys expected in Minneapolis today as part of the investigation of the police killing of a black man. AP's Greg Moore reports protesters want the release of various videos of the encounter between Jamar Clark and police investigating an earlier assault.
Investigators have said there is video from several sources. None of these videos show the incident in its entirety. But protesters say, listen, we don't believe that the victim reached for the officer's gun. We've heard that story before. We just don't trust that account. We'd like to see that tape made public.
Federal and state authorities say the videos do not show the full incident, and making the recordings public would compromise their investigations. A pair of top-ranked college teams lose. Number 2 Ohio State lost 17-14 to number 9 Michigan State. Number 4 Oklahoma State was dropped by number 10 Baylor, 45-35. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.